Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift up your hands. Talk to the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Shadalabahasakabu. Oh, Ribashande Lika Shedelebekosaya. Libo Shaka Limondo Shatalabakosaya. Balikoshka Pagadalabako Sandalabakasaya. Shabalakasaya. Rogoski Bala Hashendelebekosaya. Bala kisha kilamande lebe shesta la bogoda la boko shaya. Bali goski pelebe ko shanda la bako sakasta la pago kosa. Mali koski pagada la bako shakara bolo boko sata la bako. Bala kaskapa la boko shasta la pagada la boko sa. Bala kasaka bala ha. Giboshka bala basaya. Ligos kabogos ki pelebe ko shoki rabolo boko sasta la pa. Baligos ki pelebe ko shaki rabala kasa. Baligos ki bala bashako bolo bo shakala. Baligos ki pogo bolo bo. clap your hands, everyone. Just worship the name of the Lord. Worship the name of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the spirit of revelation. Thank you for the spirit of understanding. In the name of Jesus. Now lift up your right hand. Say, the word of God is God speaking to me. Say, the word of God is God speaking to me. Say, I am who Christ is. I have what Christ has. I can do what Christ can do. I'm seated where Christ is seated. Say, I am who Christ is. I have what Christ has. I can do what Christ can do. I'm seated where Christ is seated. In heavenly place. Now, say, I'm a doer of the word, and not a hearer only. Open your eyes. Look at yourself. Tell yourself, say, I'm a doer of the word,
and not a hearer only.
Now look at someone. Tell the person, you are welcome to World Changers Conference. Say, get ready to be blessed. If you are sick in any part of your body, you are going to be healed tonight. If there is any aspect of your body that is not working correctly, it's going to be corrected tonight. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we all open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah? Ola shikala sitele busha. Oh, Shimadu Vasitelebe Koshakarabasa Kalahasho Kolobo. Isaiah chapter 53. Last week we started a series on healing and health, or health and healing series. If you weren't here last week, you missed a lot. Halabasha. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 to 4. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 to 4. Have we all opened to Isaiah 53, verse 1 to 4? Shall we all read it together? 1, 2, go. Oh, Tashah Kalash. Shibogok. Shatala. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we please be seated? It says, who has believed our report? Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed to? So, when you believe the report of God, the arm of the Lord is revealed to you and through you. When you believe the report of God, it means you've believed the word of God. It means you believe the testimony of God. It means you believe the message of God. It says that for the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel, the good news, the testimony of God, of Christ, is the power of God unto salvation. So he says, who has believed our report? Who has believed it? It is only the one who believes the report of God that can see the arm of the Lord revealed.
When he talks about the arm of the Lord, he's talking about the power of God. He's talking about the hand of God. He's talking about the operations of God. The arm of God, the hand of God. Say, he says, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed to? So the one who believes the report of God sees the hand of God in his life. The hand of God cannot operate in your life outside the report of God. That is why God doesn't bless ignorant folks. And that is why an ignorant person cannot receive what the Lord has provided for him or her. Because the power of God, the arm of God, the hand of God is revealed in accordance to the report that you believe. Not the report that you hear. So you can hear the report and not believe the report. But it says, who has believed our report, not who has heard our report. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed to? Shout hallelujah. So as I share this report with you, the hand of the Lord will be revealed in your life. Amen. The hand of the Lord will be revealed in you, through you, and for you, and with you. Amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. It's very important. Now verse 4 says that surely he has borne our griefs. He has done what? He has borne our griefs. The word griefs there means sicknesses. It means infirmities. It means diseases. It means pain. It means sorrow. So he says, who has, for surely he has borne. Do you have the verse 4 there? Can we all read it together? 1, 2, go. He has borne our griefs. He is not going to bear. He has borne our griefs. The word grieve, write it down, means sicknesses, diseases, pain, infirmities. Surely he has borne our griefs. Surely he has borne our sicknesses. Surely he has borne our infirmities. Surely he has borne our diseases. Surely, truly, verily. Means for real, for real. He has borne our griefs, borne our sicknesses, borne our diseases, borne our infirmities. Surely he has done what? He has borne it. And carried our sorrows. So he has carried our sicknesses and our diseases and our pain. He has carried it. He is not now going to carry the pain or carry the sickness or carry the disease. He has carried it. He became a disease bearer on the cross. He became a sickness bearer. When he was on the cross, he was carrying sicknesses for the whole world, so that no man dies of a sickness. He carried sicknesses and diseases and infirmities so that we don't carry what he carried. The reason why Jesus on the cross carried sickness is for us not to carry sickness. This is the report he's talking about. Or this is an aspect of the report that he's talking about. That who has believed this? That Jesus, when he was on the cross, he was sin for the whole world. And he was sickness for the whole world. And he was death for the whole world. So Jesus bore our sicknesses and diseases on the cross, so that we wouldn't bear it. Write it down. Jesus bore our sins, sicknesses, and diseases, and even death on the cross, so that we wouldn't bear it. He did that for our sake. Oh, Jesus. Shatalika soto loko shakaha. Luvosita lika soko goboko sataya. Holy Basha. So it says that Jesus did what? Bore, carried sicknesses for our sake. He became sin for our sake. For the sake of the whole world. For the sake of mankind. He became sin. He became sickness and disease for the sake of the whole world, for the sake of man. And he did that for our sake. Very important. Because Jesus was not sick and was not a sinner. Was Jesus a sinner? Why did he become sin? For the sake of the world. Why did he become sickness? For the sake of the world. So listen. Oh, hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what Jesus has become for us, we don't also become again. What Jesus has carried for us, for our sake, not for his sake. Oh, Kala Hasa. It says, for I have come so that they might have life, not he. That they might have life. So I have become sin so that they may be made right. I have become sickness so that they may be made whole. I have become deaf so that they will become what? Life. It is called the substitutionary work of Jesus Christ. The substitutionary work of Jesus Christ, where he became what man was, so that he could raise man to his level. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he bore diseases and infirmities. This truth, when it hits you, you will no longer be the same again. That Jesus did something for you, for your sake, so that you don't do what he has done. You don't carry what he has carried. He carried it for your sake. Once and for all. So you say, I don't carry what Jesus has carried for me. Do you know what that tells you? That means that Satan cannot legally put on any Christian what God put on Jesus Christ for our sake. Satan cannot legally put on any Christian what God allowed Jesus to bear, or what God put on Jesus for the sake of the Christian. So you can write it that Satan, the first one is that Jesus bore our infirmity so that we don't bear. Number two, Satan cannot legally, you can write legally in bold letters. Satan cannot legally put on any man what God put on Jesus for my sake. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Shout a big
hallelujah.
Satan cannot legally put sickness on you. It is illegal for the devil to put any sickness in your body. It is illegal for the devil to find sin in your body or put sin. It is illegal. So Satan cannot legally put on any Christian what God put on Jesus Christ or allow Jesus to bear for my sake. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he has bore our infirmities, our sicknesses. He has carried them. Do you know what that also tells us? The third one is that the fact that Jesus, are you following me? The fact that Jesus, or the truth that Jesus bore the infirmities or the diseases of the whole world, makes healing a certainty for the Christian. Write it down. The fact or the truth that Jesus bore our sicknesses and diseases makes healing and health, or healing, a certainty. Healing and health, a certainty for the Christian. So that the Christian has the right to be healed. And it's certain, the Christian becomes certain that I can be healed of this infirmity if I carry some. Because you don't have to carry it. But healing becomes a certainty to you. Not something you are not very sure about. Are you following me? So that healing doesn't become something you are not very sure about. Or healing doesn't become something you are not very sure that you can be healed. No. You become certain. You are certain. Why? By this truth. Shout hallelujah. So healing is certain. Health is certain. The Christian can say that I live a sickness-free life out of certainty of truth, of the truth. That Jesus carried sicknesses away. Oh, Lord Jesus. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you are certain. Tell somebody, be certain.
Be certain.
Say, be certain.
Be certain.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, what is sickness? What is sickness? Oh, la kashite liva kushkala mando site kalabasha. What is sickness? What is sickness? What is sickness? What is sickness? According to the word of God. Write it down. According to the word of God. See, there is what is called spiritual understanding. How many of you have heard me say it over and over again? There's what is called spiritual understanding. When your understanding is connected to the word of God, your perception and perspective are all in line with the word of God. You understand things differently. The people could ask Jesus, what manner of man is this? Because he understood things differently. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what is sickness? Write this down. Sickness is an oppression of the devil. Sickness is an oppression of the devil in the body of a person. In the body of a person. Through the spirit of infirmity. Through the spirit of infirmity. Causing a malfunction. Causing a malfunction of that part of the body that is being attacked. Oh, di kalahasa kalabakasa. You see, when we receive spiritual understanding, we can have scriptural results in our lives. Spiritual understanding leads to scriptural results and evidence in our life. Write it down. Spiritual understanding leads to scriptural results or evidence in our lives. The Christian becomes helpless in the face of sicknesses and diseases out of ignorance. Sickness is cruel. Am I teaching you something? Sickness is cruel. Sickness is what? It's cruel. Last week I said it that sickness is not normal in the life of the Christian. Sickness is cruel. Sickness has taken somebody's mother away at the age of 34, and the child is looking for the mother. And the child is saying, if only mommy was here. When sickness caught the woman, she couldn't do anything. Sickness is evil. It's not a friend. Sickness is an... Oh, are you writing this? Right? Sickness is cruel. Right? Sickness is an enemy. Until you see sickness as an enemy, you embrace sickness as a friend. Until you see sickness as an enemy, you embrace sickness as a friend. Last week, when our sister was sharing the testimony here, she said she used to have attacks. And one day she thought she was going to die that night. She felt she was dying. Sickness will kill you. Sickness will make you right. So until you see sickness as an enemy, you would embrace sickness as a friend. But when you see sickness as an enemy, you wage war against sickness in any area of your life that you find it. That is if you can find some. It's very important. So, sickness is an oppression of the devil. Sickness is cruel. I said sickness is what? It's an enemy. Then right, sickness is evil. Very important. See, when Jesus came, he was healing the sick. How many of you know that? The reason why Jesus was healing the sick was because sickness to Jesus was not a friend and was not good in the lives of the people that he met with the sicknesses. If sickness were to be good at that particular time, and sickness was just teaching the people lessons and training the people, as some people always think that, oh, sickness is normal and all of that, Jesus would have passed by every sick person and said, oh, this is normal, don't worry. This is normal, don't worry. But Jesus knew that sickness was not normal. And sickness was cruel and evil and was in for destruction. The scriptures say in John chapter 10, verse 10, it says what? For the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Whatever brings destruction is not of God. For God doesn't destroy. So sickness steals our health. The man who was strong, going to work every Monday, is now lying down, sitting in a wheelchair. That is what sickness has done to the man. Is sickness helping the man? So the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. The enemy comes to steal your health with sickness. I said it last week. I said majority of deaths, when we say this person is dead, by the time you trace, said he fell sick. She got cancer. She got diabetes. Majority of deaths. Some university students are saying God will take a university student with sickness for what? Some graduates, some workers. Some are even now beginning to get a girlfriend. That is the cruelty of diseases and sicknesses. Where a man with all his vision is lying in the room, dying of a particular sickness. With all his vision. All goals shattered. Cannot move. The cruelty of sickness. So, sickness is not a friend. No sickness is a friend. Not even headache. Some say, I had a slight headache. There is nothing like slight headache. Somebody also had a slight headache. By the time they took the headache serious, the person was dead. How many of you have heard such news before? My friend, my schoolmate. So, sickness, there is no slight headache. That slight headache can take you to your grave. But I said, sickness is an oppression of the devil. Sickness is an oppression of the devil. Through what? In the body of a person. Through the spirit of infirmity. This truth can lead to a revolution. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. So, sickness is an oppression of the devil. God doesn't describe sickness as a friend. He says an oppression. So, Jesus healed the sick. He had compassion on the sick. He saw that they would die in this sickness. He saw how battered sickness had made them. And then he healed them of their infirmity. Because he knew that sickness wasn't coming from God. Else he would have said, oh, God is putting this on you to teach you lessons. So don't worry. Be greeting them. Oh, Charlie, so now how is your diabetes? Jesus did not do that. He saw diabetes. He said, diabetes, leave this body now. Why? Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Are we all open to Acts chapter 10, verse 38? One, two, go. Oh, Shimali Kalahasha. Shall we read it again? This time, I don't want you to see. When you read the Bible, look. Don't just read as if you are reading a newspaper. The word of God is God speaking to me. So when I read such a scripture, I'm reading what God is speaking to me. In other words, I'm telling myself, God is speaking to me now. How? Through Acts chapter 10, verse 38. And what is God saying? One, two, go. Because God was with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? With the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good. Part of the goodness is healing. God is good because he heals the sick. But it says, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. And healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Sickness is not afraid of a mass professor. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He wasn't healing those who were friends of the devil. He was healing those who were oppressed of the devil. He was healing those who were oppressed of the devil. What does the scripture tell us? The scripture tells us that one day, Jesus went to Peter's house. Peter's mother-in-law had a fever. Jesus rebuked the fever. In the Gospels, he tells us that they had a fever. He said, Jesus met a man with leprosy. He said, will you want to cleanse me? He says, yes, I will. Be cleansed. The guy was cleansed. Jesus met the lame. The Bible says that he healed their sicknesses, laid hands on them, and they were healed. The lame. The lame. The lame. And the lame began to walk. Now, in the book of Acts, Peter now tells us that what we saw as fever and the lame or lameness is actually an oppression of the devil. So the sicknesses that we are told in the gospel that Jesus healed was later on revealed in the book of Acts by the Apostle Peter that those sicknesses that were mentioned were actually not just sicknesses, but they were oppression of the devil in the lives of the people he had taken captive. So sickness takes you captive. The devil takes you captive through sickness. You are about to go to church. You say, I feel a slight headache. Let me rest more. It will take you the next 3 days. Captivity. Bondage. He says, an oppression of the devil. An oppression of the devil. So, sickness is an oppression of the devil. So, what we know that Jesus healed the blind man, blind Bartimaeus, it's revealed now to us that it's not just a blind man, but that blindness is an oppression. of the devil. So the devil was oppressing blind Bartimaeus with blindness. And Jesus came and said, no, you can't oppress that man. Let him go. And he was free. So sickness is what? An oppression of the devil. According to the scriptures. In the body of a person. People say, oh, why was this child born lame? They said, oh, when the child was coming out and this happened. The scriptures tell us that is an oppression of the devil. That is why when you get pregnant, you don't go and sit somewhere and be talking. You speak to the child. You understand? So what they call arthritis is called an oppression of the devil. What they call HIV/AIDS is called an oppression of the devil according to scriptures. Why? Let me tell you this. The devil is very organized. He says that, for we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy, lest he gains an advantage over us. So the enemy can gain an advantage over the Christian out of ignorance. The enemy can influence the life of a Christian out of ignorance of the devices of the enemy. So he says, for we are not ignorant, lest he gains an advantage over us. Lest he gains an advantage over us. The devil is very organized. Listen very carefully. And the devil is still working in the lives of ignorant Christians and unbelievers. That is why ignorance is not good. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil is very organized. He has all his agents through which he performs his assignments and his agenda on this earth. Jesus said he was a murderer from the beginning. So the man has existed from the beginning. And he knows how to carry out his plans. Very important. Very important. Many Christians have died out of sicknesses because they did not know this truth. And the other ones I'll be sharing with you. Very important. Why am I saying the devil is very organized? Because he has his structures in place. He has his administration in place. His structure. His structures are in place. Don't think the devil is just going around, doesn't know what to do. No. He has his own structures. He has his own structures. And he carries out his assignments on this earth through his demons. One of such demons is referred to as the spirit of infirmity. One of such demons is referred to as the spirit of infirmity or the demon of infirmity. Oh, Jesus. There is what is called the spirit of lust or the demon of lust. Influencing the lives of people onto lustful things. Then there is the spirit of infirmity or the demon of infirmity, whose responsibility is to make sure sickness is always in the world and attacking people's bodies. That is their responsibility. That is what they do. They are agents of the devil who carry out such responsibilities. Why? Because the devil's constitution is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So he has demons that makes sure that this constitution is what? Is enforced. And one of such demons is the spirit of infirmity. How many of you are following me? So it is very important that we understand that there is what is called the spirit of infirmity or the demon of infirmity, who is an agent or who are agents of the devil carrying out such responsibilities of creating sicknesses and diseases. And their major concern is the body of a person. The what? The body, the human body system. The spirit of infirmity targets the human body system. So you say, oh, I have respiratory diseases. I am asthmatic.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Why did I say the devil is very organized? Because you realize, according to scriptures, one day Jesus made a remarkable statement that he was going to die. Listen very carefully. Because of time, we wouldn't be opening all of that. And when he said he was going to die, Peter rebuked him sharply and said, you wouldn't die. Naturally, Peter was speaking. Spiritually, the devil was speaking. It was Peter who said, you wouldn't die. But what did Jesus say? He says, get behind me, Satan. And continued his conversation. He knew it was the devil behind. All the disciples knew it was Peter talking. Very organized. So if Jesus did not have the spirit of descending of spirit, or the gift of descending of spirit, to descend that this is an evil spirit behind talking, this is not Peter. He wouldn't have rebuked him. One day the Bible says that Judas Iscariot. What happened to Judas Iscariot? When Jesus sat with them and he was talking, and Jesus made a statement that whatever he wanted to do it quickly. The Bible says immediately the devil entered into him. What does the scripture tell us? It says that the sower went to sow a seed. And some fell by the wayside. Then it says, those people are those who do what? Who, when they receive the word of God, immediately the devil comes to take the word away. He wasn't talking to unbelievers. He wasn't talking about unbelievers. He was talking about Christians who can receive the word and the devil takes the word away. How does he do that? Through his devices. By the time you leave the room, they call you and say something. You've forgotten all that we said. So he said that immediately the devil entered into Judas. Judas betrayed Jesus, took the money he would take. It was after that he came to his senses. He came to himself. He said, I've made a mistake, and went to hang himself. The devices of the devil. How organized the devil is. One day, when you read the book of Chronicles and Samuel, it talks about one day David went to number Israel. And when he was numbering Israel, God became angry. Why are you numbering them? And God became angry. When you read Chronicles, do what he says. He says, and can we read that, please? Go to the book of First Chronicles. First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 1. If you have the NIV, you have the NIV or Message translation. First Chronicles chapter 21, quickly. Oh, Lakashatalaba. Who has opened First Chronicles chapter 21? Verse 1. Read it.
Now Satan stood up against Israel. And moved David
David to number Israel. How did Satan move David? The whole David, anointed David. In the office of priest, prophet, and what? And king. He said, Satan, who has NIV? This one says, and Satan moved David. NIV. Let somebody else read. Let Momo read.
And incited David.
Who has the message? Give us the message quickly.
And seduced David.
So, Satan is organized and moved David to number Israel against God's will. And God got angry. So the devil is... Why am I sharing all of this? Because when we say that sickness is a spirit of infirmity, you say, oh, sickness is a spirit of infirmity. We know it is called cancer. Yeah, you know it is called cancer. Behind the cancer is the spirit of infirmity. And I'll explain to you. Why? The spirit of infirmity works on the human body system. So that instead of the body system functioning normally, the effect of the spirit of infirmity makes that body function abnormally. Do you understand? That is what the spirit of infirmity does. They carry out the plan of the devil for the devil. And their own plan is one target, sicknesses. So they create sickness. Listen very carefully. They create sicknesses. They release sicknesses. So the spirit of infirmity is able to create sickness, or they're able to create sicknesses. They're able to also release sicknesses into the system. And those sicknesses they release begin to attack the bodies of the victims and lead to death. So we will just be there to say, oh, this sickness has come. Where did that sickness come from? The spirit of infirmities create sickness, and they are very organized. Very, very organized. Spirits of infirmities, very organized. When I was teaching on, I think, the rulership of light, I said something. That when God created all the mosquitoes in town, he didn't create them to go and suck blood. Yet the devil reprogrammed those insects. He reprogrammed them. So the spirits of infirmity, they are able to release viruses into the system. Then those viruses attack the body or a part of the body. It is that effect, the effect of the virus that we see in the lab, in the hospital. And the symptoms are known. Symptoms, this is what happened when you get this sickness. This is what happened when you get this sickness. The real cause is not the virus. The real cause is the spirit of infirmity. And what they do is that they attack directly or indirectly. So, we say, oh. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the spirits of infirmity create sicknesses. And you see, they've worked out things for a long time now. That any sickness they create, if you don't have an understanding from the scriptures, you would think that it's just a normal thing. Oh, sickness is just normal. If sickness were to be normal, Jesus wouldn't have healed any sick person. And he wouldn't have told us to go and heal the sick. How many of you agree with me? So, spirits of infirmities create sickness. They release this virus, for instance. Then they make it in such a way that this virus should be transferred to another person through a particular system that they create themselves. So they say, oh, we've released this virus into the system. This virus is supposed to be transferred to somebody through maybe the air, for instance. Or maybe through the blood, or through a blood contact. And when that happens, they don't come to put another sickness on the next person, no. When they put that sickness in one person, then that sickness is transferable from this one person to another person through this means. And then they stand to watch. Why? Because their responsibility is to cause destruction in the world, to destroy. So whatever will destroy, they will make sure it happens. You'll be there, they'll say, oh, if you eat so and so food now, there is this sickness in town, nobody should eat mangoes again. The same mangoes we've been eating. He said, nobody should eat mangoes again. Why? The spirits of infirmity or the demons of infirmity, that is their responsibility. So when they put a particular sickness in a fruit, for instance, like a mango, then it is programmed. Anyone who eats this mango will get the sickness. And anybody who comes in contact with the person who has eaten a mango will get the same sickness. So there is a transfer programmed by the spirit of infirmity. And so, because, see, certain sicknesses have been there from before even some of us were born. Some of us came to meet some sickness in town, and the sickness are still in town. And they say, oh, we can suppress this thing, we can suppress this thing. But people are still dying from the same sickness. It started a long time ago. The spirits of infirmity, that is their responsibility, that is their work, to make sure that the respiratory system is not working normally. It's malfunctioned. So they attack the human body, both directly and indirectly. Shout hallelujah. So there is the spirit of dumbness. There is the spirit of deafness. All those spirits fall under the demons of infirmity. See, this person was born. Now he cannot hear. They'll say, oh, it's because of this. Yet even though they say that, there is nothing they're able to do about that. So we have deaf and blind schools. And nobody, no matter the technology in this world, nobody says that, okay, we can make somebody born blind to see, no matter the operations. And let the power of God fall on that person. Why? Because when the power of God comes in contact with the spirit of infirmity, they die. They are cleared. The person is free. So the spirit of blindness attacks people with blindness. We say, oh, wear these spectacles. When you wear, your eyes will be corrected. Then you wear the spectacles. You are waiting for your eyes to be corrected. You wear and wear and wear for years. Your eyes will be corrected. Your eyes will not be corrected. You see that your eyes is just when you come. Then you say, ah, this person has changed. Oh, the eye has gone inside. It's gone inside. The effect of the lens on the eye. So there are spirits of blindness. There are spirits of deafness. See, sometimes someone has an issue with the eye. The person gives birth. The child has an issue with the eye. Then the sickness becomes generational. See, the spirit of infirmity doesn't attack this one and this one. He knows that when I put this one into this person's body, it will be transferred to all the generations and to become a generational diabetes. They say, my father died of diabetes, my grandfather died of diabetes. And then scientists say it's a genetic problem, genetic issue. It's because the genes of this and this and this and this. And but the cause is the spirit of infirmity. And that is called by the scriptures an oppression of the devil. Jesus calls that. The Spirit of God calls it an oppression of the devil. If God calls something this, that is what it is. It doesn't matter what book you read. You didn't hear what I said? If God calls something this, that is what it is. Why? Because all the systems of this world are trying to find out what God has already discovered and has settled it. One great man of God was sharing the truth. Now they say the planet is no longer 7 or 9. Well, how many planets? Now it's more than that. They are now discovering planets. When you read the scriptures, you see that a shooting star, the scriptures say, talk about it, how God calls the stars. Shout Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it's very important. What God calls something is what it is. If God calls sickness the spirit of infirmity, you are not, how should I put it, deceived to believe. No. But you call it the same because that is what God calls it. So in the kingdom of God, sickness is regarded by angels, by God, and by Christians as an enemy, as an oppression in the life or in the body of persons. There are organisms released by the spirit of infirmities to just attack people's bodies. And that's what they do. So, sickness is not going to die down in this world, no. But sickness dies down in the life of the Christian. So in the next years, you'll be there. Then when they will say another sickness has come, this time it's not Ebola, it's another sickness. Then everybody will be chasing, running here and there. Sickness has come. The people responsible for that are the spirits of infirmity. They make sure every time there must be some kind of sickness in the system. New release. Cancer. Diabetes. So when you eat too much sugar, when you eat too much less of sugar, when you eat all these things. But the scriptures, God has given us freely everything to enjoy. Who freely gives us all things to enjoy? Not only that. The scriptures tells us that for every food is what? Or meat or food is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Next week I'll teach that to you. Because I think that some of you very, very important. That is why Jesus said, if they shall take any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Why did he say that? Because it says every food is sanctified. When we say something is sanctified, it means that thing is set apart. So, if something was attacking this thing and you sanctify it, this thing that, or this microphone, and you sanctify it by the word of God and prayer, this microphone is set apart. And you see, the scriptures tell us that we've escaped corruption. The scriptures tell the Christian that he has been sanctified. It means that the Christian has been set apart from the world. So when the Christian sanctifies anything, what he has sanctified is set apart from the world and from corruption. So there is no food in the town that people say, when you eat this, so and so and so, you get this. Once you sanctify it, that is nullified. Amen. It says, by the word of God and prayer. By the word of God and prayer. Be sanctified. See, when we're talking about faith, I talked about this thing. That when you say something to something, you say to this thing, if you have faith, you shall say to this mountain, be moved. If you shall say to this food, be sanctified, it shall be sanctified. That is the reason for praying. It's not a religious thing. When you get a food, you say, oh, sanctify this, bless. Some just get the food, you just sit down, chomp, they finish it. Say, Father, we thank you for daily bread. He said, every meat, every food is sanctified. So the Christian has the right or the authority to sanctify foods. When you touch any food and you say, I sanctify this food, it is sanctified in the name of Jesus. It means that food is separated. That food is set apart from the world. And the world is full of corruption. So it's set apart from what? From corruption. This is the right mentality and understanding. It's not, oh, I'm afraid. I'm afraid. This person gave fear. When I eat this food, this will happen. It will be happening to me. It wouldn't happen to you. That food you said you eat, it will happen to you. Sanctify it. It says, let God be true. Let everyone be a liar. So we've been called and given the authority to sanctify foods for our sake, for our life's sake, our health's sake. Oh, Lord Jesus. One day, the prophets of Elisha, the young prophets, they went to bring, they were going to bring food. When they went, what they took was not food, it was poison. When they brought the food to him, they said, there is death in the food. There is poison in the food. He sanctified the food. Elisha. Not the Christian, Elisha. Elisha. So when you receive this word into you, all manner of fears leave. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of sound mind. So we sanctify foods and we eat them. Once they get into your system, they are all sanctified. Paul said, I keep my body under subjection. Under check, under subjection. That is why, you see, that's what I said. He said, godliness is profitable unto all things. Godliness, spirituality, living like God is profitable unto all things. The one who lives like man is selective. If I eat this and this, I'll get this and that. If I eat too much of this one, I'll get this. And those who are even very selective are those who die of sicknesses. That's why we don't eat salt again. They said when you eat too much salt, this will happen. And yet they are the same ones who die of the same things. As if medical doctors don't fall sick. It takes the knowledge of the word of God to be able to boldly say anywhere that you are sickness free. It takes knowing that sickness they are talking about has already been carried. So you don't carry anything. All you carry is life and health. This is very important. Last week I said it here. So there are rich people who don't live in Ghana here, so that we say, oh, Ghana medical doctors are not correct. Great men, footballers, with money, with the best medical experts in UK, their wife. What are you talking about? You understand? We are talking about people who have money. You understand? We all have money. Say we are blessed because we have money. I'm talking about people who, when we say, oh, this guy is a footballer, say, hey, this guy is rich, oh, he's rich. Then so the wife died of this, he took the wife to the best experts in UK, and the wife still died. And I'm not saying that, I'm just trying to show you something, that it's not the money or it's not the UK. Because people fall sick here, they carry them to US, they die there, they bring them here. What are you talking about? Haven't we heard stories like that? So it is not going to China or India. You will go and die in India and come. But carrying the word of God's truth in you now. Guess what I said? Sickness is cruel. Don't treat sickness as normal. Normal. There are family people whose whole life savings, both children and father, they spent all on a sickness and the person still died. Yet Jesus says, in my name, you shall cast out devils. Says when you lay hand on the sick, they shall recover. Why did Jesus say that? Because he knows, and he knew and still knows, that no man on earth, no matter the technology, will be able to destroy sickness. When they say that your father should come so that they will amputate their leg because of diabetes, then you will know that this man of God, the other day when we came in, was talking, he wasn't playing. I'm speaking truth. I'm doing what?
Speaking truth
in love. He says that you are sanctified through the word of God that you did what? You heard. So this word you are hearing right now is separating you. The word you are hearing right now is separating you unto healing and health. At first you used to always be sick. You say, no, this body is dead. See, the Bible says the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It says God resides in your body. How can sickness be in your body and God in your body at the same time? And you want to come to church and sickness is pushing you here and there. And the Holy Ghost too is inside you. What an error. Says, I have seen an error under the sun. The kings are walking. Who are the kings? The Christian. He says, for ye are bought with a price. That's why Peter said, for by whose stripes ye were healed. So Jesus' body was beaten and became all that it became, so that our body, which is also the body of Christ, how many of you know your body is the body of Christ, will be whole and well and healthy. Shout hallelujah. So Jesus did not present his body to be beaten and to be scourged and to go through all the pain for our bodies to also go through pain. Jesus' body went through pain so that our body will be well. Amen. This is called the gospel. This is called what? This is the good news. This is a news, an announcement I'm making. What announcement? That Jesus' body went through pain of all manner of pain. When you read Isaiah, it says that, for there was no form nor comeliness. It means that when we look at Jesus face to face, when he was beaten and went through all that he went through, we wouldn't be able to differentiate between blood and body. Pain. So that you don't fall victim of sickness. So that your body will not be full of pains. Every day you wake up, there is pain. Your head pain. Headache. Body pains. A Christian. And this is what people refuse to hear, or people don't hear. Even though they go to church, they are not taught this truth, and they grow like that. So when the time comes and sickness strikes and they are looking for help, there is no foundation. Then the storms came and the man was standing. He said, devil, take your sickness away from my body. That was this man is talking. Let's go to the other one. This one likes to sing. Oh, no, not sing. This one. Pressure. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are things that when you see in the... When I see something like this in the scriptures, I don't let it go. I can't hear such a truth and let it... I just catch it like this. I go with it. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So spirits of infirmities cause sicknesses, blood sicknesses, and sicknesses in the system of man. There are many systems of air. 5 million. You understand? The systems, respiratory system, that's when I remember it. The digestive system. Tomorrow they say, oh, this guy cannot breathe well. When you go to the hospital, you see, when you even go to nations, that people say, oh, this nation, they are developed and all that. And people say that these people are developed. When you go to nations, the people who are sick, they are more than the nations that people are not developed. People are sick and they have been treated, and most of them, some are with corsets, some are with, what do we call it? Oxygen tanks and all manner of things. When they check and they say that your body, okay, let's give him a wheelchair. They give you a wheelchair. And from that time, you can't walk with your own legs. You have to use a wheelchair as your leg. Talking about sicknesses. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you don't treat ulcers as ulcers. You say this is a spirit of infirmity. Wait, I'm coming. By the time I come back tomorrow, you will do a checkup again. By the time they do the checkup again, the ulcer they saw has left.
Amen.
Why? He was an illegal tenant in the house. So Satan cannot legally put on anybody what Jesus has already carried for them. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you have been blessed tonight? You are going to sing and pray. The power of God is going to fall on you. If your system is not in shape, that system will be in shape right now.
Amen.
And next week I'll be teaching something which is very important. Now I've even finished teaching the sanctified. I won't teach it again. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll be teaching about how many of you believe that God is willing to heal? Okay, how many of you also believe that God is willing to heal right now? Next guy will be teaching it. There are Christians who believe that, oh, we know God can heal, but as to whether he will heal right now, I can't really tell. He won't heal me right now. Or there are also Christians who want to minister healing to people's body who are not very sure that God will he heal through me. Will there be healing or not? I'll teach you. Because God is willing to, if you are going to preach to somebody who is a sinner, will you say, is God willing to save this person? No. You know that he will save. That same knowing, the same way you know ABC, you must know when it comes to healing. Who forgiveth all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Who in his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, so that what? By whose stripes were healed. So the same one who bore the sin for which you are going to, Christ is the Savior and the healer at the same time. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we please be upstanding? Give us the song again. How many have been blessed tonight? So your system, your blood can be, see, Kalama Sotoye Kasha. For you are cleansed through the word of God. So the words that you are hearing right now is cleansing your blood. In one of our podcasts, we said that the word of God has cleansing ability. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
The word of God is able to cleanse your system. It's able to cleanse your system. Cleanse your blood. You've gone to the hospital, they're giving you a report. They say you have so sickness. Today, you go back tomorrow. They will say, no, the thing is not there. What we saw, we didn't see it well. What the machine saw, the Holy Ghost has seen it differently. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we please lift up our hands? I want you to pray. See, as we sing this, I want you to pray. I don't want you to be a spectator. I've explained this here. When you come into the house of God, do what you have been asked to do. Don't be a spectator. The power of God will fall on all of us here. If you had an eye problem, it's going to be cleansed. You had a respiratory system problem, it's going to be cleansed right now. Father Tassata, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Oh, Lakata Sakata Kosaha. Holy Kete Kete Kete. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Hey, hey, Malakata Kata. Hey, Malakato Koto Koto. Rakata kata 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 kata. Rekata kata 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 kata. Hey, rakato koto koto koto. Bala kata kata. Hey, malege dege dege. Shadaba kata bahata. Repa kata kata kasa kataha. Rekete kete kete kese kataha. Ri kata 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 kata. Re kata 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 kata. Re koto 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 koto. Mele kete 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 kete. Re koto 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 koto. Mala kata 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 kata. Mali koto 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 koto. Hey, mala kata 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 kata. Hey, rakata kata 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 kata. Hey, rakata kata 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 kata. Rikete kete 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 kete. Kata 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 kata. Malakatakatai. Hey, Malakatakatakatakai. Hey, Malakatakatakatakatakatai. Hey, Malakatakatakatakatakatai. Hey, Malakatakatakatakatakatai. Hey, Malakatakatakatakatakatai. Lift up your hand. If any part, listen, says, who forgives all our iniquities and who healeth all our diseases? The same power that forgives is the same power that heals. There is no difference. Lift up your hand. Any part of your body that needs to change, your blood needs to change, your sight needs to change, your hair needs to grow, your legs need to grow. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Listen. Listen. The power of God is here. And the power of God is going to hit some of you. Who had one leg shorter than the other is going to grow now. You have any part of your system attacked, that sickness, that infirmity is leaving your body tonight. Or you've been to the hospital, they've given you a report on any sickness. Malikatakatakatakata. Kala 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 katahaya. As we sing this song, you are going to pray again for the next 5 minutes. I'm going to lay my hand on any sick person in this house. It doesn't matter what name they call the sickness. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Let's give us a song. Give us a song. Jesus, you're beautiful to me. Oh, Shakalaba Kasaya.
Jesus, bright as the morning star. Jesus, how can I tell? Jesus,
In any part of your body that wants to see a change, any part of your body, any part of your system, as I'm talking right now, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I'm the only commander in the house tonight. Any spirit of infirmity, sickness, in any part of your body, any part of your system that has been attacked, even if you need a new part of the system tonight, you need a new womb tonight, you need a new intestine right now, right now, right now. I command every sickness in any body. I speak to every sickness. Ha! In the name of Jesus, come out. I address every spirit of infirmity. Lift up your hands and listen. If you can't hear in one ear, put your hand there. You can't hear in one ear. You can't see properly. Put your hand on your eyes. You can't hear properly. Put your hands in your ears. You have any part of your system, put your hand there. Jesus. You've been having constant sicknesses. Today you fall sick, tomorrow you are well. That devil leaves you tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lift up your hands, put your hand there. That devil leaves you right now. Any spirit of infirmity attacking anybody, today you are sick, tomorrow you are well. That devil, I speak to that devil right now to leave you now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Don't be a spectator. Lift up your hands. I release the power. I release the power. Kalete sete. Milundo satali katosa. Balite keleketesha. Bali godogo sekelimada. Ipali tasoto koto sete. Any part of your body, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. Ali ta 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 sa. La ta 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 ta. If you have any part of your body, you want me to lay hand on you, come here, come and stand here. Kalatosa, come and stand in the middle. La ko sitalaha. You want me to lay my hand on you concerning any sickness in your body? Maybe the doctor said this. Oh, Labasaya. The rest of us, lift up your hands. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Any power of sickness is broken tonight. Lift up your hands. Let me tell you this. Lift up your hands. When you preach the gospel to a sinner, and the sinner is not willing to be saved, will the person be saved? No. So it is very important that you key into what is happening here tonight. Don't just be a spectator. No. If you want your womb to be healed, it's going to be healed tonight. You want your chest to be healed, it's going to be healed tonight. Healing is taking place right now. Right now. As your hands are lifted, the power... Hey, la toko 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 toko. Hey, la kata 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 kata. Hey, la bo, liba gada 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 gada. Rapata kata 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 kata. Lipo koto 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 koto. Lipa kata 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 kata. Zekerebelebeko shaki palaya. Le koto 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 koso. Ayabaya katasa. Yebe kete kete kese. In the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of infirmity, sickness, out! Out! Come out! Be healed! In the name of Jesus, I command every part of your body lifted up. Every part of your body that has to be whole, be healed. Healed now. In the name of Jesus, Dilakato, say, Pay Talakaya, Meleko Seke Likata, Lakitesa. Healed. 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 Ayite sateleketa Ali dozo dozo dozoto Jesus Jesus every part of your body is declared healed right now. Healed right now. Healed right now. The name of Jesus. Yata sita yateya. I command every part of your body right now to be healed, to be made whole according to the word of the Lord. Be healed. Every organ. Every organ. Every organ. Be healed. Behold. Be healed. Behold, I declare you healed right now. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand. Balikoski talabasoya. Hey, Daga, 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 daga. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Every organ, every tissue, every system. Hele. Feel. Feel. Every attack. Leave you now. Leader. 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 Out. 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 In the name of Jesus, everybody lift their arms. In the name of Jesus. Thou foul spirit of the devil, attacking her with nightmares, with troubles. Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Name of Jesus. Mama. Maligos in the name of Jesus, I command every foul spirit of nightmares and retrogression. I command you, foul spirit, come out, come out, come out. Hold it well. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirits of nightmares, wherever you hide yourself, in the name of Jesus, come out. Out of her life, out of her marriage, out of her body, out right now. Leave now. Leave now. Leave now. Leave now. Leave now. Leave. Bring it. Bring it. You're going to leave her right now. All your works are destroyed tonight. Destroyed. Fire. Fire. Fire.